Joe's Journey. Let's check in real quick and see how I'm doing. And boy, oh boy, I'm feeling good. I've been doing like a boxing thing now for about 3 weeks, and that is some good cardio. I feel like I'm actually kind of lifting weights too, like punching stuff and doing the cardio and the cool downs. I'm really like starting to build up muscle because my pants are getting a little bit looser. My shirt I'm wearing today, it feels a little bit looser on my moobs.
I literally was going to say your moobs look smaller.
Thank you.
I was literally going to say that.
That's a compliment. I don't think a lot of people like to hear about their boobs being smaller.
I can tell you're on your arms a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. You want me to roll my shirt a little bit?
No, I'm good really with that.
Tell. Oh, well,
I can.
I'll take my shirt off then. I'll do that. So, Pork Chop said something too. He's like, "Your butt's looking good." I'm like, "Well, thanks, dude."
Actually, I said that I seen pictures from you like a year ago, and I do think you've gotten skinnier.
You got to be careful about the butt because you already don't have a butt. So if you keep losing weight there, it's gonna be like just an indent.
Yeah.
Purely professional. Okay. Are you saying it's gonna be like Conclave?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gonna be like Pac-Man or something.
Exactly.
Nom. Listen, will you guys real quick both come over here and put a hand on my butt cheeks?
No,
because they're muscular. Pork Chop, you've put your hand on a butt before. Will you touch mine?
I'm quite all right, thank you.
Oh my god!
I mean, okay.
Just because he's touching other guys' butt doesn't mean he wants to touch yours.
Pork Chop. Yeah. I mean, are you attracted to butts?
Some.
I'm just saying, like people like butts.
I see what you're saying. I mean, yeah.
Yes
some.
Or no? Okay. Some. Do you think I have a flat butt?
I haven't necessarily judged.
Here, hold on. Let me stand up.
100%
Joe,
flat.
You have a pancake ass. Just deal with it.
He does. We've talked about it before.
Oh my gosh. It's so sad.
No, it's just big.
It's wide.
That's what it is.
It's wide, like, but flat.
But it's,
those jeans just make it look literally like it caves in.
You have to wear those jeans. He couldn't do anything else. He doesn't have a lot of options for things that fit.
He can wear skinny jeans.
No, you can't. Listen, when you're fat, it's pretty much like putting on a sack.
I don't know that people his size can wear skinny jeans. I don't think they make them.
Pull them down real quick.
What, pull on my pants? Hold on.
Have you seen skinny?
Is he really going to do it?
No. Yes.
Stop it. Don't. Don't do it!
Hey, there's some roundness there. There's some roundness.
Oh my god!
Joe, literally,
look, just look
Joe,
real quick. There's some roundness
Joe, this
to
is
it.
A Me Too movement.
Yes.
Stop
okay,
it.
Don't do
stop
it. Okay,
it.
Stop. I don't want to get in trouble.
Raise them up. Put your pants on.
Well, he proved the point. There is some roundness
Oh, my gosh. But do you have skinny jeans? Because the places, you always talk about how there's hardly any options at the stores you shop at. Do they have skinny jeans? Am I wrong?
Not that I'm aware. Like, I'm being a fat guy. I usually have to go to, like, Casual Male, XL, or whatever it's called now. It's like the fat guy store. They have nice clothing, but every shirt's, like, $50 just for, like, a basic tee because
it takes more material.
That much material?
Yeah, it makes sense. Honestly, like, well, I was going to say something that's kind of mean.
You already did. You said I had a pancake ass. What else are you going to say?
That's just the truth. I was going to say, honestly, like, I don't necessarily feel bad that you have to pay extra for a t-shirt because, like,
it's motivation to lose weight.
Yeah, and, like, you kind of did it to yourself.
That's a good way to look at it, how much money you'll save. But Joe likes to save money.
Exactly.
How much money would you save whenever you lose the weight? Yeah, that's true.
I don't look at it that way. I look at it like I hate spending money. But that being said, yes, thank you for noticing everything except for my butt. It has been going well. The diet's been pretty good. Just a balanced diet. Carbs, protein, fat, just vegetables. Basic stuff right there. Let's see here. Last week, I was 390.5 pounds. This week, I'm down to 384.1. So I lost 6.4 pounds this week.
This is what I'm talking about. This is some actually good progress. Yes. I'm very proud of you. You're actually dropping the pounds. I think it's the rigorous workout with the
boxing.
Punching the balls, whatever you're doing.
I leave my balls alone. I'm punching a bag, a boxing bag. So I'm down 12.7 pounds since
this
I started 3 weeks
this
ago.
This is what you needed to do a year ago. This is perfect.
Thank you.
I promise, Joe, I'm joining you starting Monday. I promise.
Well,
I've got
here we
two
go.
Reasons why. Two reasons why. One, because it's after the Super Bowl. And two, because my friend's been in town for 4 weeks and he loves to eat out. And so I just go with him.
The boy who cried Jim.
What does the Super Bowl have to do?
Because it's a huge party. Yeah. Everyone eats food.
Oh my gosh.
So you can't work out until after.
No,
Pork Chop, here's the thing.
I'm going
today.
All in.
No,
right. I'm going to go all in.
Is the new Joe.
He,
with the excuses.
No.
Oh my gosh. He will rip any excuse out of his butt.
No,
and
I'm serious.
Also, here's the thing too. He's going to go so dramatic. Try to work out every day.
No,
try to only eat fruit.
No, I really am.
Dude,
starting
be
Monday.
So
I promise.
Dramatic. I know, but that's the thing. You're not going to keep up with it.
I know. I've been saying it, but I promise I'm going to start it.
Listen, you're not going to keep keep up with it if you go from one drastic to the next. Joe has been living proof of that for two freaking years.
And now look what, now look at the role he's on.
Exactly.
Well, he's,
it's moderation.
I didn't mean, I don't want to make this about me. I'm just saying that I'm joining you on Monday, Joe.
Well, we don't believe you, so.
I don't understand
what this Super Bowl has to do with
he's it. He's so mad.
Pork chop, I really should jump in and save you, but I got to tell you, it's so nice not to have the Wolves coming at me. I'm just like, I feel bad for you, but it's like, it's okay. I'd rather, you know what I mean? It's like, rather you than me.
We'll just see. We'll see.
Hurts me a little bit because like you are in control of your own journey.
I know.
And like, you have to admit when you make excuses for yourself. If I don't get into the gym in a week, I know that it's my own fault. And that I can't just make up excuses, and you're the king of excuses.
No, you also have to start when you're ready. I haven't been ready yet. I'm telling you, I'm going to be ready starting this Monday.
Stop it. You're making me emotional.
Like, if you can't work out right now, then why not make healthy choices? You are not making healthy choices.
I'm not mentally ready for either.
Porkchop, listen, I will wrap up with this. I totally get where you're at. What they're saying is logistical, and it's true. But when you're a fat person, or just a person that struggles with food, maybe you're not morbidly obese like I technically am, it makes sense. Like, they're not wrong, but it's like, it's hard, guys. Like, it's food is something that's like a drug addiction. When you are, like, addicted to it, it's pretty freaking hard to get off of it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have fat people. You wouldn't have people dying of obesity, but I believe in you, man. I think you can do it. Thanks, everybody, that's been supporting me, too. I appreciate that. And, yeah, so hopefully next week we'll have some good stuff.
We're proud of you, Joe.
Yeah, take that.